Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, electronic cigarettes don't help you quit smoking. Yes, this is a sad truth. The doctors do say that using an electronic cigarette is a lot less harmful to a person than is smoking a regular cigarette. However, the vapors that are created from the liquid that is used can and does contain nicotine just the same. The FDA has not done any studies to allow us to know what is exactly in these electronic cigarettes. So anyone who is using them really has no idea of what they're actually putting into their body's systems. So be forewarned on that score. The University of California, San Francisco did a study of teenagers, middle school and high school students, and realized from between 2011 and 2012, the incidence of using these electronic cigarettes had been raised by 2 times, up to 6.5% of the kids using these cigarettes. Unfortunately, many of them went on to smoking real cigarettes. This gives us pause in terms of what we are actually doing in using these highly touted and marketed devices. I would suggest that you save your money and try the following in order to help you to better control your smoking habit, maybe even get rid of it in toto. The first thing that you need to do is you need to figure out that you want to stop smoking cigarettes. Because unless and until you decide that's what you want to do, not by being pressured by some loving person in your life, or some doctor telling you that for health reasons you need to stop smoking, because those reasons don't work for 99% of the people that I've worked with. Rather, you have to have a desire to want to become a non-smoker. Next, you need to figure out the triggers to your smoking behavior. There's many of them, as any smoker realizes. Anything from being bored to needing a cigarette after a meal or even after sex. Once you figure out all the triggers to your smoking, you need to figure out what behavior you can put in place of the smoking behavior. And I'm going to give you a couple of examples of some of the ideas that my clients have come up with, aside from sucking on some kind of candy or a straw, or even taking a drink of water to replace the smoking behavior, all of which are fine and you can do. However, these are a little bit more intriguing to my mind, and maybe you might get some further ideas off of my client's ideas. So for one client, he would do a lot of smoking while driving, and he realized that if he used his hands to drum the steering wheel of the car, it was a lot better for him, de-stressing him in much the same way that the cigarette would, and he no longer needed to smoke cigarettes. So just something as simple as that. I had another client who realized that he would be a lot better off if he spent some time just doing some sit-ups or some push-ups, just a few of them, in the time that it would take to smoke a cigarette. It made him feel better because he was doing something better for himself as a result of doing this. I had another client who realized that after sex, a cigarette really wasn't what was the best thing because his girlfriend didn't enjoy the smoking exercise in the first place. So The simple behavior that he put inside was just hugging and being with his girlfriend afterwards. When people are bored, they smoke a lot as well. So it's a matter of finding things to do so you're not bored. So reading, or again, putting in some short exercises can work in this area. Or for one of my clients who would smoke when she was bored at work, she realized that just cleaning up the area that she worked in would help her save some time and get out of work earlier. So there's many different things that a person can do in order to shift the behavior of smoking to a better behavior. Because the thing that one needs to actually understand is that nicotine was the issue. The patch would work a lot better than it does. It has a 15% success rate. E-cigarettes have not found to be helpful at all in stopping smoking so far. So, nicotine is not the answer. The answer is to replace the behavior with a different behavior that is in line with your objectives for a healthier lifestyle. I hope you have found this helpful. Go out and try them. See what you can come up with to help yourself to quit smoking. Put it in the past where it belongs. Another thing you can do is you can throw yourself into a slight trance state and just imagine yourself having that behavior in the past. Just put it behind you. See how well that can work if you do that a few times over a period of a few nights. There's so many things you can do with your mind to allow you to let go of this habit without needing any extra anythings. Go try it and let me know how it all works for you.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.